Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The newly created Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impacts will be touring Northfield this week to talk with small business owners and residents concerned about rising health insurance premiums. DFL Senator Elise Mann of Edina says these increases affect all Minnesotans.
When you cut people's access to health care, it's not just those people that are impacted. You impact everybody. And so when we are expecting hospitals to provide more and more free care because more and more people don't have health care, that impacts everyone.
Senator Mann is concerned that many rural hospitals won't be able to keep their doors open, forcing residents to seek treatment hours away. October is National Farm to School Month, and to celebrate the occasion, the Minnesota Department of Ag is visiting schools across the state. The Agricultural Growth, Research, and Innovation Farm to School and Early Care Grant Program helps bring fresh local foods into cafeterias while opening new market opportunities for Minnesota farmers. As part of the program, nutrition leaders will highlight the impact of using locally grown foods in schools. State, federal, and local officials are celebrating completion of the $435 million Twin Ports Interchange Project in Duluth. Governor Walz spoke yesterday at a ceremonial ribbon-cutting ceremony.
These investments we make in infrastructure are generational investments. They matter not just now, they matter into the future, and we have a responsibility as our forebears who came before us were willing to invest in this construction.
Construction on the project on Interstate 35 began nearly 5 years ago. And Minnesota students, parents, educators, and community leaders are calling on Governor Walz to call a special session to address gun issues. Child Defense Fund of Minnesota Policy Director Alexander Fitzsimmons.
All children have a right to childhoods that are free from fear and the threat of gun violence. All children should be able to experience the joys and wonders of childhood, learning, growing, and flourishing in communities where they feel safe.
The group is calling for an assault weapon and high-capacity magazine ban. Governor Walz has yet to make a decision on the special session. In other headlines, the U.S. Postal Service is launching an internal investigation into delayed deliveries of the new Prague Times following pressure from Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig. Craig is demanding answers from USPS leadership after reports that subscribers weren't receiving their papers on time. USPS confirmed plans for a new post office in New Prague with a grand opening expected in September of next year. The federal government shutdown is now in its second week, and its ripple effects are being felt across the economy, from furloughed workers and stalled business loans to delayed economic data that could cloud future interest rate decisions. St. Cloud State economist King Banyan says there was a 35-day shutdown at the end of 2018.
Didn't cause a recession. The unemployment rate went up like 1 or 2/10 of a percent, you know, in the month or two after that. That would be a really long one. I don't think anyone thinks this one's going to go 35 days.
Congress remains gridlocked. And Faribault police say a suspect is in custody after multiple business burglaries last month. Officers arrested 29-year-old Paul William Breckstrand following a search of his home on Friday. This is MNN.